This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are live here in the Treasure Coast in South Florida. This is 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. Piercing Darkness with the light and the Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. With the host, Apostle Ronald Solly, coming on shortly. This is Pastor Brandon giving you updates and Power Ranger Ministries of what's happening in the ministry before we go live with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. So, coming up next week, we are only 6 days away from the Two Nights of Miracle Crusade coming to the heart of the Treasure Coast in Port St. Lucie at the really renamed Mid-Florida Event Center. It's going to be next Friday and next Saturday. That's February the 13th and February 13th to 14th at the Two Nights of Miracles in Port St. Lucie, Florida. It's going to be free admission and free parking. You don't want to miss that crusade. Next Friday and Saturday, Two Nights of Miracles. February 14th and 15th. Next Friday, February 14th. And next Saturday, February the 15th. Yes, we know it's Valentine's Day on Friday, but guess what? What better place to spend your love with than the love of Jesus? So Friday night, 7 o'clock. Saturday, 7 o'clock at the Mid-Florida Event Center, formerly known as the Port St. Lucie Civic Center. It is 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place. In Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952 is the zip code, and you can't miss it. It's free to come to. The parking is free. The admission is free. All we ask you to do is bring your faith. Come expecting God to do great things like he always does. And I just want to encourage you. Yesterday we had a wonderful lady. Her name is Sarah. She is from Texas originally, and now she lives in South Carolina. She came to Apostle Solly's meeting in Aiken, South Carolina. She was going through some situations. Her husband came and she said, my wife is really sick. She needs prayer, but she was moving with the family. And they got transferred down there. Well, long story short, we invited her to come to the Two Nights of Miracle Crusade we had in September at the Palm Beach County Convention Center just last year in 2019. And she came all the way from Aiken, South Carolina, about 9 hours away. And she had cancer. Well, yesterday, we spoke to her on the phone, and I spoke to her, and after Apostle prayed for her back in September, she went to the doctors, and all the MRI tests came back negative, no more cancer. She's cancer-free 100%, and she said she was so excited. Her daughter was interviewing for a Christian college in California and got a full scholarship, so she's really excited. Can you imagine that? She was facing death and wouldn't be able to see her daughter go to college or graduate. Now she's cancer-free. This is what I'm talking about. This is the power of God. You can you can't buy a miracle, and we don't charge for our events. They're free. All we do is lift up Jesus. We worship the Lord. And the man of God preaches the word of God, and we pray, lay hands on the sick, as the Bible says, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And it says, pray for the sick, and God will heal them. Jesus will heal them. That's what the Bible says and the Scripture says. So we do what the word of God says, and we see manifestations of the Holy Spirit with miracles happening, signs and wonders happening. You know, that's a sign, that's a wonder. How does cancer get out of a body after prayer? Well, Jesus is almighty and all-powerful, and he did it for his glory. And now her daughter is going to a Christian college and all that wonderful thing. So those are testimonies that will really encourage you. So next Friday and Saturday, that's the 14th to 15th, twonightsofmiracles.com. You can go sign up there, register for free. You don't have to register, but if you want to go up there and fill out the information to be a be a prayer partner or a monthly partner, you just want to get information about the crusade, you can do that, twonightsofmiracles.com, or you can go to powerevangelism.net. Again, that's at the Mid-Florida Event Center, brand new, really named event center in the heart of Port St. Lucie in the Treasure Coast. So if you're in Stuart, you're in Jupiter, you're in Fort Pierce, you're in Port St. Lucie, or any of those surrounding towns or counties, or you're in the Intercoastal or the Treasure Coast, come and experience the power of God. Or maybe you're in Orlando, maybe you're listening online somewhere around the world. And you say, you know, I want to come to this. I'm sick. My loved one just is facing something, and it's just the impossible. Well, God is in the impossible business. Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. We see mighty manifestations of healing, deliverances. People get healed of all kind of things, not just from cancer, back pain, arthritis, and all this. And so many people are worried about this con virus in China. But if you're a believer and you love the Lord, He will protect you. So it's good to come be around the anointing, because the anointing will protect you from these evil things out there in the world. And come experience the power of God. And also want to encourage you to become a monthly partner with us for $1 a day. That's only $30 a month. Or you can give a one-time gift. Maybe you want to give $30, $50, $70, $100 a month. Whatever God puts on your heart to do, you can sign up to become a monthly partner, and it will come out just once a month. And you can support us. It does cost money to be on radio. It costs money to be on television. And it costs money to do these crusades. It costs money to do missions. And it costs money to print material. And it costs money to do a lot of things to do for the gospel. But guess what? The gospel, the message is free. The power of God is free. The prayer is free. We just want you to, you know, sow seed into this fertile ground. And watch God bless you. When you give to the gospel and you give to see God's kingdom advance, He will bless you. The Bible says in Luke 6:38, given it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall God cause other men to give in your bosom. And one thing, when you give to the gospel, God will create favor for you wherever you go, and He will rebuke the devil for your sake, so the devil can't take your finances. He can try, but he won't succeed, because you have a firm foundation in sowing seed in the gospel. God will bless you, because when you put God first, that's the best investment you can ever do in your life. And you reap a harvest here on earth, but also here and also in heaven when you go to eternity. So definitely tune in next Friday and Saturday. The man of God is coming shortly to deliver the word of God for you. If you need prayer, we have a prayer line. We'd like you to pick up the phone. It's 561-337-908. Call that number. Just pick up the phone up right now after you listen to the radio show, or maybe during the show you want prayer. 561-337-908. Again, that's 561-337-908. And that's local for everybody, because nowadays with cell phones and even the home phones, they're all free, long distance, or local. So pick up that phone, call 561-337-908. If you have somebody in South Carolina, we have numbers for that too on our website. Or if you have somebody in Minnesota, we have all our different area codes for different people. But that's our local number there in Florida, 561-337-908. So, well, maybe you want to call, pick up the phone and call. Maybe you want to email us, info@powerevangelism.net, info@powerevangelism.net. You can submit your prayer request, and we'd love to pray with you. And also, we have some teaching. So if you love the teachings the man of God does on this radio program, or maybe you've heard him preach in person or YouTube, go subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's Power Evangelism YouTube channel. It's free to do. Also, Apostle Ron Talley on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So thank you for being a friend, a partner, and a listener. We're going to be back live to the studio with the man of God. But thanks for all your support. Don't forget to go order some products online, and your love donation is appreciated. And next Friday and Saturday, Two Nights of Miracles, free crusade with the man of God in Port St. Lucie. It's free to come to, presented by Power Evangelism and Apostle Ron Solly. Don't miss it. It's free to come to next Friday and Saturday. Now, we're going to go live back to the studio with Karen and the man of God, Apostle Ron Solly, with a message. Don't change that dial. Stay tuned right on 89.9 FM here in the Treasure Coast in South Florida. Enjoy the rest of this broadcast.
Pass the outer court of lust. Your status quo doesn't count. Your decrees will not take you to heaven. They will not open the heavens over your life. Your hairstyle will not open the heavens over you. You see, we get caught up in the things of this world, material possessions. We get so stuck up in ourselves. We begin to worship ourselves, and we think we're worshiping God. Just because you sang some songs, it didn't mean you worship God. You're just going through some form of godliness, but denying the reality that God wants you to be. Humbling yourself in His presence, and you forget about your enemies. Your pride has to come out of the way so God can touch you and deliver you. Reach out by faith and cry out to Him and say, Lord, I need you. If you want to be left behind, get stuck in a form. The rapture is coming. The coming of the Lord is soon. Get out of the form and reach into the presence of God. You got to be thirsty. You got to be hungry. You got to be desperate for Him. You got to yearn for Him. Desire for Him to change your life, to transform you. Jesus is coming back for the church that is spotless without a wrinkle. I'm yearning for you, Lord. I'm yearning for you, Lord. I'm yearning for you. My heart desires you. It's not about me. It's not about me, Lord. How dare you insult God and say the service is too long? When is it going to be done? When you encounter him, you don't want to leave. You know, Joshua was a man that pressed in. Joshua, whenever Moses went to meet God, God never spoke to Joshua. God spoke to Moses. Joshua stayed right there and said, Lord, I'm not leaving this place. I'm right here. I want to get drunk. I want some more. He had no program. He wanted God. And that's the one God anointed. We are the Joshuas of these generations. We are the Joshuas. We are the people that say, Jesus, you are the one I need. Repent for being a hypocrite in God's presence. Repent for worshiping self-pity. Repent for self-pity. Repent for the godliness in the land. Repent for the pollution in the land. Cry out and say, Lord, don't let me be destroyed in my sin, in my self-worship, in my filth. Cry out, Lord, deliver me now. A true encounter with God will not leave you jumping. Is going to leave you limping. The true presence of God steals the soul. There are people here, you're still worshiping that boyfriend, you're still worshiping that girlfriend, you're still worshiping your policy, you're still worshiping your dream, you're still worshiping your success. The Lord says, repent. For behold, I'm coming back soon. Behold, I'm coming back soon. You gotta cry out. You gotta cry out. You gotta cry out. The iniquity in your bloodline, the ancestral spirits your ancestors worshipped, are still claiming you. They say you gotta serve the devil. You guys, you cannot pray. You try to pray, you can't even open your mouth, and you say you're Christian. The devil bound you. Get out of that prison. Thus says the Lord, thou art loose from your chains. For the Spirit of God is here. Don't you harden your heart, you stiff-necked people. Don't you harden your heart, you stiff-necked people with doubt and pride. Humble yourself in his presence and say, Lord, I need you. I don't want to go to hell. Cry out. Cry out. Call his name. Call his name. Just call. Just call him. Call him. Call him. It's not about program. It's not about program. You see, the coming of the Lord is so sudden. Reach out by faith. God wants to dress you with a white apparel, pure. He wants to dress you up with purity. The Bible says, come boldly in the throne room that he may obtain mercy. Mercy. Maybe you're watching by television. Get on your knees right where you are. Get on your knees right where you are. Be loose from alcohol. Be loose from masturbation. Be loose from lust. Be loose from idol worship. Be loose. Be loose. Be loose from tradition. I worship you. Every eye closed, every eye closed. The angels of God are here. The heavens are open over this room. The angels of God are here. God is cleansing us. The battle is going on now. People are being delivered from chains. Every wicked power is being shaken. The battle is on now. Lord, I declare war on the power of the flesh. I declare war on the carnal mind. There's some of you, God told you to come on the altar. You refuse to come on the altar. You better watch out now. If God told you to be on the altar, you need to be on the altar, not in your seat. If God spoke to you, you heard it. You need to run on the altar. before it's too late. Get your butt on the altar. If God told you to come on the altar, He wants to minister to you. I don't care who you are. Cry out. Jesus wants to help you. He loves you. It says nothing can separate you from the love of God. We're crying out to God for revival.
Our God who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Lord, we have sinned before you in our thoughts. Lord, we have sinned in our thoughts, in our thoughts. Repent of your sins in your thoughts. How many times you sin? You sin. You sin in your thoughts. You sin. Immoral thoughts. Thoughts of despair. Thoughts of guilt. Thoughts of doubting God's forgiveness over your life. You doubt that God forgave you. You doubt that God loves you. You doubt that God is protecting you. And question Him. That's sin. Cleanse me from all my sin. Cleanse me from all my sin. Some of you are angry at God. You're mad at Him. The devil just put you in a headlock. How are you going to be mad at the God who created you? How are you going to be mad at the God who made you? He's merciful.
Jesus.
Maybe you're listening to me right now, you're on radio or television, you're wondering what's going on. Is God angry at me? Think about it for a second. If God was angry at you, you would not be living. But God is telling you time is running out. Cry out, cry out.
Have mercy on me. 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 For I've sinned before you, Lord. Have mercy on me. For I've sinned before you, Lord. Have mercy on me. I repent for my sins in my thoughts. I repent for my sins of omission. I repent when I've doubted you. I repent when I've questioned your love. I repent. I repent. When I talked about your people. I repent. Have mercy on me. Cry out to Him now. You're standing in the Holy of Holies. God is here right here now. Lord, forgive me for my sins and wash them away from all iniquity. Lift yourself before you. I humble myself before you, Lord. I humble myself before you. I humble myself before you. I humble myself before you. I humble myself. Just cry out and ask him to have mercy to you. In brokenness, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. The real experience with God is going to leave you limping. You never worship yourself again. Only by grace can we enter.
Only by grace can we enter your presence. Only by grace can we. Feeling the warmth of his love. God is bubbling you in his love. He's holding you in his hands. You thought you were alone. God is with you. You thought you were alone. You thought you had nobody to help you. God is healing you from those emotional wounds you have now. God is healing you from those emotional wounds. Some of you feel like a baby, like a young girl, like a young boy, just crying in the lap of the dad, right in the hands of the mother, breastfeeding on the mother. Just like a child, just like a little baby, as your mom tried to put you to sleep, God's hands are right there. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Your sins are forgiven. All your sins are forgiven. God has forgiven your sin. Now let the guilt go. Begin to be grateful for his love.
You are the one I need. Oh, you are the one I need. Fire.
sir. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Your son died for me. He paid the price for my sin and renewed my life. Now I'm welcome in your presence, Lord. I know that I can fellowship with you.
Jeremiah 33. Father, I ask you to give me revelation as I share your word. In the name of Jesus, by your spirit, I pray. Amen. It says, can I hear myself in this monitor, please? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. That's good. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto me, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest. Let's read it one more time together. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now lift your hands and begin to call him. Just call him. Call him in your heart. Call him in your heart. Now, while you're calling him with a relationship, just begin to say, I give you praise, Jesus. Now, talk to him like you are in relationship with him. Whisper to him and let him whisper back to you. You have a right to do that. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And the people said, Father, anoint me to speak your word and empower me with revelation for the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, is the room too cold, or are you okay with this? It's cold. So, it's good? It's good? Okay, it will keep you awake? Okay, we'll leave it like that then. Thank you. We'll leave it like that. They're okay with it. This hotel has one of the best staff we've ever seen before. And they've taken good care of us. Amen. So if it gets cold, let us know. We'll let them know, and they'll fix it for you. Amen. Right now, as I share the word of God, I want to show you from the scripture that God has a plan to show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God wants to show you things which thou knowest not. But you have to call him to encounter them. You have to come to a place of knowing that God wants to reveal himself into your life in a mighty way. But you have to be willing to call. Today I want to share from the scripture when and how to enter into the realms that God has ordained for us, because the Lord does not do anything without revealing it to his prophets. Now, we're going to talk about the revelation, why Christ came, what Christ came to introduce, the dimension that Christ introduced of grace. He's open for everybody, anybody, a Muslim, a Hindu, a pagan, whatever they may be. If they call and say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me, he will come into their lives and save them right there. Someone say amen. That's a dimension that is free for everybody to access. We have the liberty and the right to access the dimension of grace when we accept Christ into our heart as Lord and Savior. It's introduced into our lives. Someone say amen. It's entitlement to all the benefits of heaven to a believer, which means when God put man on earth, he didn't put him on earth as a liability.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining me on this broadcast. We want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. The best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with Jesus. You know, I'm excited about our crusaders coming up in Port St. Lucie, the 14th and the 15th of February. We want to invite all of you to come and join us in this crusade. It's going to be very powerful. The Lord is going to be glorified. He's going to do mighty miracles, mighty signs, and mighty wonders, all for his glory, because nothing is impossible with him. You know, Jesus Christ says in his word that call unto me and I'll answer thee. Now in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, so the Bible says, so you step out of your comfort zone, you call unto him and he will answer you. That's what makes the difference, is how do you call upon the Lord? You call him in faith, you call him in joy, you call him in happiness, you call him in peace, you call him in in a place of brokenness. So this is what we're doing in the crusade on the 14th and 15th. We're going to call unto the Lord and we believe he's going to answer us, because that's what the Bible teaches. Call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So there are things you don't know that God wants to show you, but you have to call upon him. So you can reach out to us for more information on 561-337-9018. It's going to be a powerful crusade at the Mead Florida Event Center, which is the former Port St. Lucie Civic Center. So when you come to the on US-1, it addresses 9221 Civic Center Place. It's a very famous facility. The address is 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place. Southeast Civic Center Place. We're going to be there on Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. for each service. So we look forward to see you. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. Miracles set the atmosphere for you to draw closer to God, because you see, the Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. When we believe, then we're going to see the signs. When you study the book of Acts, it's about Jesus Christ continuing his work through his disciples. You know, he went to be with the Father in heaven, but the Spirit of God was released to continue working the works that Jesus Christ was doing while he was on earth. And in the book of Acts, we see how the disciples turned communities and regions upside down for the glory of God. God used them because they had an impartation. And in Acts chapter 1, when you look at what it says here, Father, which he said you had heard from me, for John baptized you with water, but before many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God, when it was poured out and they were baptized, they were able to move in a dimension, like the work of the Lord continued. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Verse 6, he said unto them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you. You shall be witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So to be witnesses of what Jesus began. And God has set for his time to manage the time of when the things will happen. But when he gave us the Spirit, that gave us the access to the supernatural, where we can be able to walk in the supernatural, where you have access to it. And you can be practical in the supernatural. You can be practical in the supernatural and allow God to do mighty things in our midst. So when we gather together and open to the supernatural, we'll see the power of God released. So God is the one who heals the sick, but also he gives you assurance about your faith walk and where God is taking you and how you can walk in victory in God-given faith and the testimony thereof. So I want to encourage you to visit my website, www.powerevangelism.net, and believe God to bless you. I'll be back after this message. 561-337-9018.
Ministries invite you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown. September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free mission.
Praise the Lord.
Man Hallelujah. Of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Glory to Jesus Christ. We give God praise for that. It's going to be at the Mid Florida Auditorium. That's where we're going to be. The address is 9221 Civic Center Place. 9221 Civic Center Place. 9221 Civic Center Place. That's where we're going to be. Mark your calendar. 561-337-9018. 14th and 15th of February.
Jesus. That is what God brought you here to show you. Be still. Yes. Yes, be still. It's going to change. I'm going to prophesy tonight that God will shift everything in your life. Come on, say, I believe and I receive it. I'm going to prophesy that a mountain will be destroyed in your life. Say, I receive it. Don't let those that are jealous of you tell you what to do. They don't know what to do. You know why they're jealous? Because they cannot figure you out. God knows who you were. God figured you out. Pay them no mind. Let them go. Somebody say hallelujah. They are wasting your time. I don't need to know what the jealousy people think about me. I want to know what God thinks about me, because I'm still. Can I amen to that? Somebody say, I won't be afraid of jealousy people. Greater is it that is in me than the devil that is in this world. Your enemy is about to sing a song that says, she was bound, now she's free. He was broke, now he's loaded. Somebody say hallelujah. A miracle is about to hit you. It'll be like a drop from heaven, hallelujah. Then a blessing is about to pick you up. Hallelujah. And the glory is about to sustain you. Hallelujah. You shall arise again. You shall shine again. You shall recover what the devil stole from you. You shall shout.
Hallelujah. We give God praise. Best is yet to come. Be encouraged. So no matter what you're going through, God is able to fix it. Regardless of your pain, your shame, your struggle, God is more powerful than anything you're dealing with right now. Don't let the enemy lie to you that, oh, things are not going to get better. They're going to get better. Your life is going to get better. God is going to fix it, because he's in control. He wants to move in your life. He wants to do the best for his glory. So you have to put your faith and trust in him and lean not on your understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. God is a good God, and the best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All you have to do is to believe. So when you believe, it will get better. The more you surrender to God and put your faith in God, he is going to take care of it, because he is God. And the word of God says, be still and know that I am God. So be still. That's all you have to do, is to be still and know that he's God. 561-337-9018. That's the number to call, 561 3379. Let's look at the ministry of Jesus while he was on earth. In the book of Acts, we see the disciples carrying on with what Jesus began. So Jesus fed the hungry. Jesus ministered to the sick. Jesus rebuked sin. Jesus confronted religious Pharisees and the Sadducees and all their deceptive doctrines. So we see that Jesus Christ was not a compromiser, but also Jesus was minding his Father's business. So that's very powerful. So he was able to mind his Father's business while he was on earth, and he did a great work with that. So his ministry was a ministry of signs, wonders, and miracles, but also a ministry of compassion. So we had to continue in what Jesus began. So if we had to continue in what Jesus began, that's going to require us to be consistent, but also to be consistent when we face opposition. So a lot of people, they don't want to release their faith to walk in the supernatural because they're afraid of persecution. You see, persecution comes along in the package. So you can't take one and leave the other. So salvation is a gift that God has given us. So the gift of life. Now, when we, let's look at Matthew, the book of Matthew. Now, I want to take a closer look at chapter 7. It says in verse 7, I'm going to read from verse 5. You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy. Do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Ask it to be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Of what man of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So we see our Father in heaven is waiting for us to ask. So what happens is that when we are blinded by these religious unbelief spirits that are out there to defile your perception, then you're not going to ask because you're going to think, well, maybe God doesn't want me to have this. So you're scared to ask. But if you ask in the mighty name of Jesus and believe, God will do it for you. So all he wants you to do is to ask. Asking shall be given to you, seek you shall find, and knock the door shall be opened. So the power of asking is the fact that when you ask a genuine, honest God who cares for you, who's loving, who's caring, and wants to bless you. He wants to give you what you ask for. But you have to do it in faith. You have to do it in obedience. So the word ask gives you access. So when you ask, you have access to what you ask for. So you have a right. So God is asking you to ask. He's giving you opportunity to ask. So I want to encourage you to ask God to deliver you, to ask God to heal you, to ask God to set you free. Regardless of what you're going through, the pain, the shame, the stress, the bondage, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. So you seek God's kingdom. So you seek him. You seek him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and the things shall be added unto you. So God wants to give you a greater measure of blessings, a greater measure of faith, a greater measure of success. But the access is right there. It's in your ability to ask. But you have to believe God that when you ask, he will give it to you. But for you to ask, you have to release your faith. So the Lord wants to enable you to ask from the realm of expectation, not the realm of limitation. So you ask him from the realm of expectation. So if he says ask, that means he has already done it. So the faith that we operate in is a faith that gives us the ability to expect the manifestation even when we don't see it according to our understanding. So when we ask God, we are to ask him according to his promise. So healing is a promise of God. Deliverance is a promise of God. There's a woman that flew in from Canada to come to our crusade, believing God for a creative miracle. And she brought her family and God did it for them. Another one traveled, drove 9 hours from South Carolina. And she came with breast cancer. We had a crusade at the Palm Beach Convention Center. The Lord healed her. Took the breast cancer out. She went back. They could not find the cancer. The fact that she took that step of faith and drove all the way. And she drove all the way from South Carolina and came over here believing God to do that miracle for her. God did it. That's the God I'm talking about. He did it for her because she believed. So you ask according to your faith. You don't ask according to doubt, you ask according to faith. So faith delivers on the promise. So when she asked God to heal her from the cancer, the Lord did it because she believed. So when you believe, the Lord will do it for you. Now she is totally free from that cancer in her breast. Religious spirits want to take credit. Religious spirits want to keep you in bondage. You have not because you ask not. And when you ask, you receive not because you ask amiss. So you ask what you're entitled to. Healing is an end. God has given you that. Deliverance is God-given right. Now, if you can hear the sound of my voice and you're saying, well, how can I walk in this? If I receive it, how do I walk in it? So it's a spiritual transition. Asking and receiving is a spiritual transition. Your expectation is what prepares your ability to manifest what you've received in the spirit. So through expectation, you can begin to manifest what you've received. So when you receive your answer, you receive it in the spirit, not in the natural. So a lot of people wait for the natural manifestation, then they believe, but you ought to believe. So you ask and then receive, because God has the integrity to make good of that which you ask for. Ask and it shall be given to you. So when you ask, it's given to you, but the manifestation is where expectation will deliver. So you ask believing and expecting, then your expectation will cause the manifestation in God's time. Preparation is a powerful principle in manifesting that which you're expecting. So the Lord will bring it to pass. So decree and declare and don't look at your shortcomings. Look at the potential that is embedded in you. You know, when children learn to walk and learn to, they start by pulling on stuff and moving out of the position they're in, they're growing. So they mentally grow. Their eyes watch what the grown-ups are doing and they begin to do that. That's inspiration. Then they find something they grab upon to move. So then they begin to move. So as they move, they begin to crawl. And they begin to crawl, then they get up, they begin to walk. You know, it's a step-by-step motivation, determination, reality. So the expectation, is an activator of participation. and their participation is a manifestation of their will. So that's why they never give up on trying. Even if they try to get up and they fall, it hurts. They try it again, and eventually they really gain the balance. So a miracle is for you. Healing is for you. Deliverance is for you. So if you're tired of the situation you're in and you want to see God move in that situation and cause things to happen for you for His glory, take that step of faith and begin to ask, and you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open for you. So we have a crusade coming up, the 14th and 15th in Port St. Lucie. Come from Jensen Beach, come from all over, and join us as I teach the word. We're going to worship and set the atmosphere, and the Lord is going to move to bless you. 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. That's the number you should call for prayer, or go to our website, twonightsofmiracles.com. Twonightsofmiracles.com. You can go to the website, and it has all the information you need for the crusade. We look forward to see you in this crusade as God is going to be glorified for His glory. Now remember, you can also stream it. For those of you who are in a place where you can't make it, you can also stream it on our website, powerevangelism.net, or follow us on social media, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube. Jesus is Lord. The best is yet to come. Believe God for the best. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. That's the report that I'm talking about. It says God has done it. Your miracle is already complete. So when you go to our website, you'll be able to experience the blessing of God. We bless the Lord because God is good and His mercy endures forever. Now, let me say this before I finish. What you're witnessing right now happening in China, the coronavirus, is a sign of the end times. You know, they're trying to quarantine a city to stop the spread of virus. But when you quarantine this, if you quarantine this, well, you know, the city to stop the spread of the virus, it's a safety mechanism that is working, but not guaranteed. Let me explain this. Now, they're now quarantining another city, and then the virus is showing up on ships, on cruise ships. It's showing up in other nations, even though they stopped the flow of traffic. And then they prepared this mass, they built a hospital within 8 days with multiple beds where they can be able to take people because they're being overwhelmed by the amount of people that are dying from this coronavirus, which has infected over 30,000 people and killed over 700 people. Like, people are dying every time. And the one thing about this virus is that it gets detected after 10 days when somebody gets infected by it. So it attacks the respiratory system, and they don't determine where it originated from. So we know that that's a spirit of infirmity. So we need to pray. First of all, pray for your protection. Very important. And pray that man will turn to God to solve this mystery. But I pray that China opens up for the gospel to come to China, because I saw a video clip of how people are being taken against their will, resisting to go into hospitals to get checked. And they're putting up a fine of over $20,000 if you happen to go to an area and people can't go to work. People can't go to school. All the restaurants are shut down. All the Starbucks stores are closed. It could become a pandemic. And the fear it's causing shows you that these are the end times. And in 1908, I believe there was a flu that killed about 2 million people. So it's the enemy's intention. If something like that happens, you understand that no antibiotics are capable of stopping this virus, because that's antibiotics. So the virus is more aggressive than bacteria, and they're trying to find solutions. It takes time for them. So you need supernatural, the supernatural healing power of God, mass healing, mass deliverance. So it's important for the church to prepare for things like this, because this outbreak happened in China, but it could happen in any other nation. So we've seen the SARS virus came from China, and also the coronavirus, and then we see Ebola in Africa, and things happening. But this is why I'm talking about this, is because I want you to understand, you have to learn to walk in faith and believe God to secure your life, to guarantee your future. We pray that, Lord Jesus, you shift things towards a solution in this crisis that is going on in China. In the name of Jesus, we pray for you, intercessors, to rise up and intercede. But Lord, you give the doctors wisdom to try to solve the problem, but they'll not take the credit for it, but they'll give God glory. We pray the China will open up for the gospel. Let this shaking that China is experiencing right now be a reminder to them that they need God, because it's shaking up the economy and they don't know who to turn to, and communism cannot really save them, but they need to turn to Jesus. I believe you've been blessed by this broadcast. You can partner with us as we bring the gospel. I want to lead you to Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. Today, I am born again. I've crossed over from death to life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you give your life to Jesus, you're born again. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Come visit us in our church. Or if you're not close to our church, find a Bible-believing church where they teach the word and go pray, worship, and grow. This is a time to embrace Christ fully, not, you know, partly, not in 20%, but 100%. 561-337-9188. I want to encourage you to partner with our ministry today as we bring you the gospel. Write to us on P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. That's where you can mail your donation. I want to hear from you today. P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida. The zip code is 33422. You can also give on our website, www.pyevangelism.net. Or you can give by Cash App, Apostle Sally. You see my picture on the app. Donate today and help us bring the gospel through the airwaves. Donate and help us preach the gospel to different regions. And partner with us as we take the gospel. And God bless you, because this is what God has called us to do, and we're doing it for His glory. I want to thank you for joining me. May the good Lord bless you. Our website is powerevangelism.net. You can call us on 561-337-9018. The Lord bless you. I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness, and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening.